For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And this is a reminder, I'll be with you next Sunday, and we'll be talking more about healthy living, what you can do to improve your lifestyle. We'll cover it all. And our guest today, I'm proud to announce, is Dr. Paul O'Malley, whose expertise is in holistic and biomimetic dentistry. We are discussing the science of rebuilding teeth safely. And I want to tell you a little bit more about Dr. O'Malley. He graduated from the esteemed Creighton University School of Dentistry, and then he later completed a residency at Baylor University in Texas in cosmetic dentistry. He then spent 6 years practicing and learning in one of the premier cosmetic dentistry practices in the U.S., located in Beverly Hills. He has logged well over 1,000 hours in continuing education, has studied with a number of the great technical dentists of our time. Dr. O'Malley became fully laser trained and performs laser healing and cosmetic laser dental procedures. He is one of a handful of dentists worldwide that are trained and certified in biomimetic dentistry. Welcome to the show, Dr. O'Malley.
Wow, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. And beautiful introduction. I really appreciate it. That's quite a few technical terms that you've thrown out there, and enunciated them beautifully.
Well, as we talk, my background, my first profession was dental hygiene, and I'm still a dental hygienist. Once a dental hygienist, always a dental hygienist. And so it's exciting to me to have this conversation with you, because I've been part of dentistry for a long time. It was, I guess, 55 years ago. So I have seen dentistry blossom and also be acknowledged in the Congress as the one profession trying to put itself out of business. And I love that, because when I switched from dentistry to nutrition and then integrated it in with alternative complementary medicine, what surprised me is in medicine at that time, it was quackery to treat conditions that did not exist. And so what we were doing in dentistry, teaching people how to take care of their teeth and their gingiva, that was quackery in medicine. That was a shock to me. And I know medicine has come a long way. They still have a long way to go, but it's been a journey for me, and I'm certain for you. So tell us about your practice. Tell us what you do. I think this is very exciting.
Well, I practice in Encino, California, which is in Southern California. It's an area within Los Angeles. And I've been here for a number of years, living in Southern California for the last 20 years. And one of the words that, of course, you brought up and part of the topic today is biomimetic dentistry, just so that the listeners grasp that quickly. It's a form of dentistry that follows the word itself, bio meaning life and mimetic meaning copying. So it's a way that we are rebuilding teeth as closely as possible in layers back to the way Mother Nature designed our teeth. And that's something that's been around in various forms for probably 20-some years, actually going back even into the 1980s out of Japan, where what we call adhesive or tooth-colored fillings were created that actually would adhere to the teeth without having mechanical retention. They could actually adhere to the teeth, and that's where that sort of began, and it evolved from there, and it's grown and gotten better and better. And in biomimetic dentistry, what we're attempting to do is utilize the concepts of adhesion and rebuilding teeth with composites in a way that we have to reduce less of the natural tooth and restore only the decayed or broken down aspect of one's tooth or teeth.
Well, that's fascinating, and it's interesting to see the evolution that has occurred dating back to the amalgams, the mercury amalgams, for which the American Dental Association, that was what established the American Dental Association, because at the time, and I know you know this history, the public did not want mercury in their mouths. There was an uproar. And the ADA was the so-called marketing agent for it. And we still struggle today with trying to get mercury banned for use in the human mouth. And I'd like you to give us a little bit more background and your opinion on where this is headed.
Well, I can tell you a little bit of background, even on my own practice. I've been practicing for about 35 years, and so I'm a young dentist. I'm still learning as I go, I like to believe. And I think that's the beauty of our profession. It's evolving. It continues to improve and get better. And some of my discussions that I have is never to disparage my colleagues or throw them under the bus, because it's a learning curve, and everybody's at a different point on the learning curve.
Absolutely.
So even the dentists out there, I believe the last statistics show that it's around 45% of practices still use the quote-unquote amalgam silver filling, which is a hidden euphemism that our profession uses, because really it's a mercury filling. Let's just be honest about it. It's typically 53% mercury. And if we were being correct about it, we'd say we're putting a mercury filling in your mouth. And that was actually brought about to make the presentation of what we were placing in people's mouths easier. Now, my colleagues out there, sometimes they'll argue even with me, and I don't really get much in an argument. They'll say, well, I don't believe in the mercury thing, or if it's a problem or not. And I'll say, well, my friend, this is not a religious debate.
Yes.
The science is out there. You can go to the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, which is paneled with toxicologists and medical doctors and dentists, and all the research is there. And just look for yourself. And that's what I encourage. If we have any dentists that are listening in on the program, you know, just educate yourself and just learn. And it becomes obvious. And by the way, it's not easy to remove. I mean, it's not difficult, I should say, to remove mercury safely. And it's not difficult to have a practice that doesn't use it. Because now with adhesive dentistry, we can use composites, especially if we're putting it in layers. And we can place those with great predictability. And those are the kind of things that I talk about with various colleagues that are looking to improve the things they're doing in dentistry. And one of the other things that we've had, traditional dentistry, we've had around for a long time. You know, we've been restoring teeth with crowns and these big fillings for you know, decades and decades, if not centuries. And, you know, now there's a better way to rebuild and restore the teeth. And that's what this movement in biomimetic dentistry is about, which I believe will become the gold standard. It may take 15 or 20 years because it's hard to bring these concepts to the mainstream. They have to actually become a main battery of educational programs in the universities, and it's starting to be introduced slowly but surely, and that's on the biomimetic side. On the amalgam slash mercury side, that's just been a very, very slow movement, and having shows like yours, Dana, brings the awareness up in the public so that they go, wait a minute, I don't want that in my mouth, and I don't want it in my children's mouth. And that's where the movement continues to expand and grow. And eventually it will completely phase out of the protocols that we use in dentistry today.
Well, I do look forward to that. And I remember that a lot of the literature that supported the fact that mercury was safe in the mouth went against the fact that OSHA doesn't think it's safe when it's being removed from the mouth, and we've always had to put it in a jar that is for toxic substances and pay to have it removed. And, you know, I didn't think about that right off the bat in dentistry. It took a little bit before I said, what are we doing? We wouldn't put lead in the mouth, and mercury is actually more toxic. And so I found that interesting. So as the politics moved along and the ADA was giving support for the safety of mercury amalgams, there was a lot of discussion about would they back up the dentists who used amalgams. And they said, well, wait a minute, we can't do that. We're right. Not attorneys. We can't represent. But they continued to say it was safe. And to me, they left the dentists out there just hanging because they were depending. They were depending on good science. And they didn't realize they were getting very narrow science.
I couldn't agree more with you. This whole arena has been, let's say, a challenge. And the challenging part is the dentist, vast majority of dentists, wow, what great people. We do work hard to try to put ourselves out of business. Very high integrity group that works so hard to eradicate disease, pain, suffering in their patients, and still trying to manage a practice, manage staff, manage all these things in an arena that can have so much, let's say, discomfort associated with it with the patients. But the ultimate end goal is that that's alleviated and handled.
Well, this is what we want to talk more about this. You have so much information to share. And for those of you who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense.
Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other healthcare needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Through July 14th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway brand, save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And speaking of Village Green, I want to remind you they've got their summer sale going on through July 17th. 30% off pathway nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So please take advantage of this sale. I do want to reintroduce our guest today, Dr. Paul O'Malley, and his expertise is in holistic and biomimetic dentistry. We're discussing the science of rebuilding teeth safely, and we've talked about some of the problems with amalgam fillings, which are really mercury fillings. We've talked about that. There are a lot of controversies that we can cover. Dr. O'Malley, what would you like to share with us right now? Our listeners love new information.
Well, just before the break, we were talking about the dentists that are still, the way that things kind of flow in dentistry is we have our instructors who we trust and believe, and for years they would say that the amalgam slash mercury fillings were the thing to do, and their mentors and teachers said that to them. And it went all the way back into the 1800s. And so it's just been passed along. And so even as the dentist, they have to be educated too. And I suggest that that's some of the things that they can do. If any of them are here or any of our listeners, you can have your dentist even check things out themselves. Because a lot of times they'll push it off, say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to have an amalgam filling. But let's look at it from two aspects. One is the material that's in it. As I mentioned earlier, it typically has about 53% mercury in it, and we know that it comes out 24/7 because of the characteristics of mercury being a gas and liquid at room temperature, and so it can off-gas, as we say. And I believe it was in about 2004, even the American Dental Association said, yes, it does come out of the mouth. But of course, it does not cause disease. That was their stance and position. It's fine. Let's just look at it as a material that is toxic. Mercury is the third most toxic naturally occurring element on our planet. If you were to put it on a graph in toxicity level compared to arsenic or lead or cadmium or one of these other types of metals, aluminum, arsenic might go on the graph. It might go 3 inches up on the graph. Like, well, that's a bad one. Mercury would go all the way up to the ionosphere. It's that toxic. So the problem is it's called an amalgam. So we don't know about it as a consumer, and people should be educated. What are the metals that are in there? And that's just one of the metals that's in there. So that's one aspect. So it's the material aspect itself. It comes out. It goes into the body. Now, if I said to a patient, I'm going to put a filling in your mouth and it has a little bit of arsenic in it, and, you know, it comes out, but you'll probably be okay. They would go, wait a minute, I don't want that. Can we put something else in there? So it's along that order of magnitude, let's say. So that's the material aspect of it. Now, the structural aspect of mercury fillings, amalgam fillings, silver fillings, they're all the same thing, is that when you place a silver mercury filling into someone's mouth, mechanically, it expands and contracts violently in comparison to the surrounding tooth structure. If you can imagine the tooth itself, once we cut into the surface of the tooth, it's sort of like the enamel that's in there. The enamel is the outer surface. Just below that is the dentin. Dentin is softer. It's half as hard as enamel. Just for our listeners, dentin is as hard as bone. Enamel is twice as hard as that, just to give you an idea. So the enamel resists acids and chewing and erosion. It's very hard. The dentin's a softer underlayer. Now, as a dentist, these are the tools we had. We'd cut into the tooth, remove the decay, and plug in one solid piece to try to replace these two structures in the mouth. Well, that's all we had. Well, if we could find a material that would expand and contract closely to the expansion and contraction of enamel and the dentin, we'd have a home run. And gold seemed to be the closest thing to that, and that's why gold would be, a long time, was the standard of replacement. Well, you also have another factor. The minute you cut into the tooth is sort of like, those layers are sort of crisscrossed over each other like plywood. So we're sort of cutting through all those fibers and crisscrossing strength, et cetera. So what was discovered with adhesive dentistry is, wait a minute, we can actually replace both of those structures in a way that super seals the tooth to prevent bacteria from getting back in, which protects the nerve. And we can replace the dentin, which has a certain flexibility to it. And then we can put a harder surface over that to replace the enamel. And then the aspect was, well, is that really good for the tooth or not? And long-term studies and the scientific literature supports all this. So in other words, biomimetic dentistry wasn't a few dentists in their parlor having a soda and playing, a game of cards going, hey, I have this cool idea. Let's just try this. It didn't come about that way. It's all based on scientific literature that was gained over the last 25 to 30 years, and a whole system of application was put together. So you get the concepts. As a dentist, you learn the concepts so you can think with it and begin to rebuild teeth in layers. And we like to say, therefore, a tooth can be sealed top to bottom, side to side, and front to back, protecting the precious nerve of the tooth. Now, that's a lot to talk about on your show, but to the listeners out there, here's the bottom line. In a regular dental practice, the thing that we run into, even in the holistic field, is we're removing decay, we're removing these things, and the nerve can become inflamed, especially if bacteria leaks back in there, which it can do. So as dentists, we typically go, well, that tooth is broken down. Let's put a crown on it. So now we're going to reduce the tooth by maybe 70%. We remove the best part of the tooth to cover it with this huge crown. And then the crown has about a 33% chance over 10 years that the nerve will become inflamed and die, and a person needs a root canal. Well, if you do things biomimetically, you rebuild the tooth, you seal it immediately so the bacteria can't invade, and then rather than cutting the whole tooth down, maybe only a slight area is reduced where you can put a porcelain-like material on the chewing surface. Thereby, you protect the nerve. You don't end up with the high level of root canals. And we know this from the scientific literature, and we know this even empirically in my own practice. Instead of seeing 10, 12, 15 people a month having to go see the root canal specialist because of severely sensitive teeth, that just doesn't happen in my practice anymore. I may get that many. I may get 5 in an entire year.
Wow. And so what a difference.
It's amazing, amazing difference. Now, the endodontist, which are root canal specialists, they might not love to hear this, but in truth, the endodontists that I've met are thrilled with the idea that we can save people. people's nerves and keep teeth alive and healthy. What a great profession we have.
I'll say. This is, you know, this is so different from what the profession has been used to and what patients have been used to. Your explanations are elegant. You really nail it.
Thank you.
Talk to us a little bit more. You talked about the root canal, and I'm interested in this gentle wave root canal technology that you use.
Right. Well, with biomimetic dentistry, when a person would come into the office, and typically in my office, they might come in and they say, well, my dentist says I need 3 root canals. And I'll say, okay, which teeth? We do our exam. Of course, we look at the x-ray. And of course, the dentist is not wrong with this is what they were taught. The decay is very close to the nerve. The person has some sensitivity when they're maybe eating or chewing. And so we evaluate it. We take some cold material, we put it on the tooth, and if it tests that it's alive and responds comparative to the healthy teeth, then we know we have a very good chance we can clean that tooth up, remove the decay properly, seal that tooth, and it will heal predictably and long term. Now, the advantage to that, the real paradigm shift in dentistry is that for years we were taught we have to remove all the decay. Now we know if we remove the periphery of decay around the tooth in a peripheral area, and then as it gets into the deep area where the nerve would be, we can actually leave a little bit of that decay behind as long as it's the non-infected type of decay. I won't get in too much into the terminology on that, but then we can disinfect that area, seal the tooth, cover it up, and lo and behold, the tooth heals itself and fills that back in with dentin over time, which is so amazing, and thereby you prevent people from needing root canals. So in biomimetic dentistry, that's taught. The dentists learn that, and they learn how to be ultra-conservative. Now, if the tooth does break down in the future of biomimetic dentistry, it's sort of like when you build a house with bricks. If one or two bricks broke in a house, you'd replace the one or two bricks. In biomimetic dentistry, if we're building it in layers, if one little area of the tooth breaks away, we never expose the tooth to bacteria again. We just have to repair that tooth, and we don't end up losing the tooth, or what we call a catastrophic failure of a tooth cracking down the middle or the nerve becoming exposed and non-restorable.
And that's
a long answer to your question.
No, it's an excellent, excellent answer.
Well, and well, with gentle wave, what happens is gentle wave is the name of a technology that the root canal procedure can be done that's minimally invasive. It's a very small opening into the tooth that is now deemed infected or the root has died. And at this point, until stem cell research comes out predictably, we don't know how to regrow nerves. Once the nerve is dead, it's choked itself off inside the tooth, and the nerve itself is a little piece of string like within the tooth, and that has to be removed, and the tooth can be sealed.
Let's talk more about this. You are bringing up so many important subjects, and we want to hear more about this. And a reminder to listeners that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day, and we are speaking with Dr. Paul O'Malley about the science of rebuilding teeth safely. This is brand new information for most people. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other healthcare needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Through July 14th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway brand, save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and this is a reminder to tune in next Sunday. We talk about healthy living, healthy lifestyles, diet, nutrition, and what's new in health issues. So today we're fortunate to have Dr. Paul O'Malley, whose expertise is in holistic and biomimetic dentistry. We are discussing the science of rebuilding teeth safely, and we were talking in the previous segment about this gentle wave root canal technology and how it's used. And I am fascinated that we don't have to remove all of the decay, just the infective portion, and then you sterilize it and seal it. Have I said that correctly?
Yes, yes. The beauty of the gentle wave, early research at least, is showing us that it's a specific way. It's sort of like a mini vacuum cleaner, as I understand it. I actually don't use the technology myself. I refer to a dentist who does that. And the listeners can go to, I believe even YouTube can show a demonstration of the gentle wave technology. But it uses a stream of water and actually flushes out the canal. When people hear the word root canal, a lot of times they think they're having their root removed. And it's actually just there's a canal inside of the root which houses the nerve and blood supply as the tooth was being developed. And it continues to stay there as an early warning system. If a cavity is in the tooth, et cetera, we can sense it or feel it. And they can get infected. And if it gets infected where that infection can't be treated, where it will return to health, then a root canal is needed. So a root canal is a therapy where they remove the little string piece down inside the root and then disinfect that area and seal it. Well, the problem has been we would use mechanical instruments to go in and clean that out, sort of like a roto-rooter, let's say, in a gross analogy.
Good metaphor.
Just right. Thank you. So, but it gets cleaned out with a little file. And as the dentist, as we would file in there, no matter how careful we would be, we would pack along the walls of that canal some tooth debris, material, and possibly bacteria if it wasn't perfectly sterilized before we put the file in there. Well, inside the tooth itself are a whole network of tubules, and these tubules communicate from the center of the tooth, and they go outward to the side, and there's millions of them, and that's what keeps the whole root and tooth hydrated and flexible. Well, when that tooth is cleaned out with a traditional root canal, it can pack and close that area and jam bacteria into that matrix of tubules. The GentleWave technology actually eliminates that problem. It goes in sort of like a vacuum using water, flushes the area out with minimal preparation just to remove the nerve itself, the old nerve that is now generally dead, and it cleans out those tubules. Then the dentist can go back in and seal the area, and they know the area is sterile from the center of the tooth all the way out to the edge of the tooth all the way around. And we're still waiting for long-term studies. We'd like to see the long-term studies to show that once that's done, there's no chance of bacteria surviving inside that tubule matrix. When we get to that point with some good studies, we'll know that we have a home run. But at this point, the technology looks very promising in the field of holistic dentistry because some people are so fond of their teeth, they don't want to be extracting their teeth. They would like to keep them as much as possible, but we want to make sure it keeps their bodies in a healthy state as well.
Boy, is that your metaphors are excellent, and it makes so
Thank
much
you.
Sense. And what I'm thinking, having been in dentistry for a long, long time myself, how come it took so long to figure this out? And I guess it's that holistic aspect of, no, you know, let's keep the teeth healthy. Let's keep them in the mouth. This is what nature really wanted. And now we can do it. How long?
It appears so. That's right.
How long has GentleWave root canal technology been available?
You know, that one I don't have an answer for. I think the listeners can research that and see. I've been aware of it for several years now, so it's probably been even longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
But these things take time to penetrate and get into mainstream healthcare hands. Just like biomimetic dentistry, I'm on the board of the Academy of Biomimetic Dentistry. People that are out there, they can search the AOBMD.org, and they can look and see if there's a practitioner in their area that practices biomimetic dentistry. And we're putting together accreditation protocols and things like that that helps the public become more aware of who's more highly trained. And, you know, of course, they have to make their own decision based on their own research, but it's the Academy of Biomimetic Dentistry. And a lot of information that's on there that we couldn't cover in this show, but hopefully I've highlighted on.
Oh, I think you've covered a lot of good material, and that's aobmd.org for more information.
Yeah.
And I'm
that's right.
certain people are searching right now.
Oh, I hope so. And people can also go to my website. I have information on the holistic side. I have a lot of different things there, just paulomalley.com. And they can sign up. There's a free holistic course I offer. All they do is just sign up. And I have, I think, about 18 short videos that are sent. And it will really empower them and give them a lot of information on what they can do to keep their teeth for life, keep their mouths healthy. And it will also give them information of some of the products that I've patented and made, not necessarily a pitch for this whole thing, Dana, but, you know, the ultimate in biomimetic dentistry is, can we prevent it in the first place?
Yes.
And there are things that we can do now to remineralize teeth, remineralize the mouth, and people can go on my website and learn about those things. And I hope they do.
Yes, thank you for giving us good resources. Now, I'll talk a little bit about implants, dental implants,
sure.
And that's certainly
sure.
been a subject covered by holistic dentists.
Well, the dental implants have been around for a long time. I remember as a young dentist, I think I was in dental school in the 80s, and I would have nightmares that my teeth had, I woke up and my teeth had all fallen out, and I go, oh my gosh, what am I have to wear dentures. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And I remember I'd have a nightmare like that. And I would say, well, I'm going to stick some implants in there. This is before implants were really well known. And that solved the nightmare for me. But fast forward in today's technology, and really it solved the nightmare for many people around the world because the technology has gotten very, very accurate. We can do 3D CT scan imaging and see exactly where the bone, the nerves, and all these different anatomical things are in the mouth, so that the technology of placing implants is really down to a fantastic science. The biggest debate is the materials. What are the best materials? And my opinion, because there's still not enough scientific studies on this, just my opinion is that the titanium, which is a metal, if it's in its pure form, which there's only a few companies that do that, is one of the better ones because it flexes like the jawbone.
Yes.
If you're looking at things biomimetically, you want something that has some slight flexation to it because the jawbone does. The other material is zirconium. Now, zirconium is basically a transitional metal, but a lot in the holistic field like to say that it's ceramic, which is, in my opinion, a bit of a stretch because it's kind of a metal, but not really a metal. The negative that I see with it, it's very, very brittle. It's harder than bone. And so you're putting a very rigid piece into the jawbone. Now, apparently, it doesn't seem to matter. The long-term research on both these materials seems to be very favorable, and we have high successes. The biggest problem is this. When you have a tooth in the mouth, natural tooth, it sits on what's called a periodontal ligament. That's in the socket of a tooth. It's sort of like a mini little shock absorber. That's why we can push on our teeth and feel like they almost move a little bit. And that's a beautiful shock-absorbing capability our teeth have to biting pressures and things. When we stick a dental implant into a jawbone, we don't have that little trampoline effect. It's just solid into the bone. So that means hygiene-wise, implants, we have to be really, patients have to be super vigilant to keep very, very clean and keep the tissues clean. And that's the challenge. It has to be done very, very accurately. And the gums have to be kept unbelievably clean to have a long, long-term success.
Well,
now,
this
that said,
we're going to talk more about this in the next segment as well.
Okay.
We have so many interesting things to discuss, and I am fascinated by listening to you. So if you've just tuned in, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief break with more interesting information from Dr. Paul O'Malley.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalarti from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalarti provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalarti is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and we've had a fascinating discussion with Dr. Paul O'Malley, whose expertise is in holistic and biomimetic dentistry. We're discussing the science of rebuilding teeth safely, and we have covered a number of techniques that permit teeth to be saved rather than to remove so much of the tooth in trying to restore it. And this has been a very interesting discussion. Dr. O'Malley, talk to us, too, about great oral health and the importance of that. I'm a dental hygienist, so I'm very interested in what you have to say. Let's swing into talking about great oral health, and then if we have time, the type of veneers you use. So there are a lot of pearls you've been giving us, so we'll take whatever you have.
Well, thank you. To the listeners out there on the show, they can go to my website, which is greatoralhealth.com. There's a lot of information on there on how to bring about great oral health for anybody listening, to their family, friends, and loved ones. And that was my goal, is how do we change the plight of oral disease and maladies worldwide? Dana, as a hygienist, you know that about half the world population suffers from severe gum disease and or tooth decay right now as we're speaking, which always seemed an oddity to me. We can fly people in space, put satellites out there, all this technology, and yet we haven't eradicated that. And we know a lot of it's nutrition, but the challenge is, how do we handle the nutrition side? That's been sort of a... That's a big challenge, because if people handle things on the nutrition side, things would get better, but that seems to not work as well. So in my company, what I did is I looked at, well, what can we do to bring about great oral health, get the gums healthy, keep the teeth healthy, et cetera. And what I discovered is, in dentistry, we've been working hard to eradicate disease, infection, and cavities from the mouth through cutting it out, burning it out, using medicines that kill it, antibiotics, et cetera. And that's really helped. For those people that are diligent with that and they work with that, it's helped them. But there was one part that was missing. And that part was, how do we bring about a balance? Because nutrition going out, different cultural things that might have better nutrition than other nutritional things, we found one has a better balance than another. And that balance is in the bacteria content that's naturally in a person's ear, nose, throat, and mouth. As there's 2% of the population that never gets tooth decay. So out of that 2%, it was discovered, well, they have a certain type of bacteria and a higher content and a specific strain that dominates in their mouth, ear, nose, and throat, and they're more resistant to tooth decay, to gum disease, and to ear, nose, and throat infections. So in my company, we were able to patent, we discovered what some of those strains were, and we put it in a chewable probiotic for the mouth. We all heard about probiotics for the gut. But once you swallow something and it goes to the gut, it doesn't really impart much of a benefit up to the ear, nose, throat, and mouth. So we put together a chewable formulation to actually give that type of, let's say, immunity to the other 98% of us that don't have that high number of healthy bacteria. So now what we like to do is let's wipe out the bad bacteria with proper, oh, let's say I have an essential tooth oil that helps with that, or a toothpaste that has ingredients that'll help with that. But let's also rebalance a healthy bacteria population. And in so doing, we can do it. And I like to tell the listeners out there, there's two aspects to this. There's one, there's techniques that a person can use to help control this bacteria overgrowth and bring about a greater balance. And then there's also materials that they can use. The tools, of course, are, we know, brushing and flossing. And my patients always ask me, Ian, they feel like they're going to see the priest for their confession, right? How often do you floss your teeth? Oh, they got to tell this answer, you know, and they don't even know why they're flossing their teeth. And I ask them, and they say, well, let's get the food out, or it's because I'm supposed to. And I'd like the listeners to know that what happens in the mouth, it takes 24 hours for bacteria to grow in enough of a colony to cause damage. And during that 24-hour period, once they gather up in that big enough of a group, they start laying acids down, which causes cavities and gum disease and bad breath. Well, we brush our teeth to break them apart. Some of it kills them, and then they regrow. But if we don't floss our teeth, all those bacteria like to hide in between the teeth. So by flossing it, we break those bacteria apart. They get sad for a few hours. They don't know what to do, and they go, hey, let's get back together again. For them, it's like Groundhog Day. For us, it's basically breaking them apart so that we can all live in harmony. And because you can't eradicate the bacteria from the mouth, they're actually needed in detoxification. So there has to be a balance. So those are the tools. Medicine-wise or herbal treatment-wise, there's other things to help and kill those bacteria while we're then putting the healthy bacteria in. This is the most conservative thing I can teach or impart to people, is if you prevent it in the first place, then you don't even need biomimetic dentistry in the second place. If you do need restorative dentistry, look for a biomimetic dentist, because we are trained to do it in a way that's so conservative, keeping as much of your own tooth structure as possible. Because if a person were to lose, let's say they have a huge cavity and all of a sudden they need a root canal and a crown, the tooth is ground down, there's not much left. If that fails, they lose the tooth and now they have to go toward an implant. With a biomimetic dentist, we're going to try to catch that decay, fill it in a way that's in layers, seal that tooth so that it may not have to be touched for many, many, many years, if at all. And if it is touched, it will need minimal treatment. And lastly, I'd like to say those people out there that have already had root canals and crowns and things like that, don't be discouraged, because even with you, with your remaining teeth, they can be rebuilt biomimetically and strengthened in that way.
Well, that's really powerful, and I want to give the site, aobmd.org, will tell people more about bio Mimetic Dentistry. And
yes,
you have your site, paulomalley.com, with videos on oral health, which is quite educational. And I'm sure listeners are going to get a lot from that. And then greatoralhealth.com, where you provide information and how to keep the oral cavity healthy. And I love the fact that you talked about a chewable oral probiotic that
yes,
can be of great help. This is something that's really needed. And I just wanted to reemphasize that the SADs, Standard American Diet, promotes unhealthy microbes in the mouth, whereas a healthy diet promotes healthy microbes. And it's something I think that we don't pay as much attention to. And thank you so much for being on the show with us. If you have one more takeaway for our listeners, I would appreciate that.
Well, just one more that I would mention on the Paul O'Malley website. It's drpaulomalley.com, so that the listeners can go straight to my website. Otherwise, they might get lost.
Okay, Dr. Paul O'Malley.
Yes, no period or anything. And a lot of information that they'll get there as well. My goal is to really make a change in the condition of this epidemic known as gum disease and cavities worldwide. And meanwhile, as a dentist, for those that have cavities and or gum disease problems, it's how do we treat them in the most humane, conservative, and holistic way possible? And to the dentists that are listening out there, it's fun to learn this stuff because it's a joy to be practicing dentistry today, especially now that we can rebuild teeth and predictably seal the teeth. My patients love us, and it's that way in the biomimetic community as well. And I really hope this becomes the standard of care with safe dentistry in the future.
Oh, I look forward to it. Thank you for being with us today, and we hope to have you back in the future.
Thank you so much. Love this show, and thank you for all your wonderful questions, and really appreciate it.
And I want to remind you, listeners, that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And another reminder, Dr. Joseph Pizzarno's new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. That title says it all. Please take a look at that book. And as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And you certainly learned a lot today about new choices that can be made. And I'm also reminded that of a saying that I happen to like. May you love what you do, do what you love, and make sure your efforts have a positive influence on people and the planet. And I think listening to Dr. O'Malley today, this is clearly what he's been doing. So please remember, folks, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.